State Rep. Julie Alexander is in the house. Just when you think you're going to have a nice, quiet Friday, Julie.
No.
You have a nice, not a very quiet Thursday.
Well, it's nice outside. Good morning, Greg. Yeah. The weather is beautiful. It's a good time to be outside in our, you know, pure Michigan. This is a great state. It's a great country. We're going to get through all these turbulent times as well. I just want to say, though, in regard to our law enforcement and our governor's safety, that I am so very pleased that law enforcement was able to intervene at an earlier point in time. Violence is not acceptable, and the safety, health, and well-being of everyone is of the utmost importance. It doesn't matter if I disagree with you politically. It shouldn't matter if you disagree with me politically. We are all human beings, and we need to be decent to each other.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's alarming. These are just really challenging times, so we need to move ahead with common sense, being level-headed, and just being decent to each other, right?
Yeah.
Go back to what we learned in kindergarten. And if you can't say anything nice, do you need to say anything at all?
There, right? You go. That's probably a good adage to hold up right now. But just reading about some of those plans, I mean, if they've you've got a group that raids the Capitol, they're not going to pick out who's a Republican or Democrat. They're just going to do their damage.
There are people out there in this world that are not stable and do not always make wise decisions. That's for sure. We see it everywhere. I again go back to our law enforcement. The respect I have for our law enforcement that put themselves in harm's way every day. Are they all perfect? Absolutely, they're not. But you can't find any person that's perfect. So I'm just grateful for those that have done the work that was needed to keep everyone safe.
So the Senate met yesterday, and you're going to vote on some of their issues next week.
Correct. So when we go through the legislative process, there's a 5-day layover ruling. So if it's new legislation, and not all of this was, but if it's new legislation, there needs to be a period of time where it's processed. So the Senate met yesterday in Lansing. I've been prepared all week to go since the Supreme Court ruling on Friday. I've been prepared since Saturday to head up that way if need be. But they're calling us into session this next week on Tuesday to take up the 3 pieces of legislation, if not more, that the Senate has passed over. In regard to nursing homes, the policies and procedures there. Also, open meeting acts. That's an important one for our local municipalities and governments. And also the unemployment insurance agencies and benefits. That is probably the issue that I'm hearing the most this week from individuals.
I would imagine that's...
They're concerned. Promises were made to them, and now they're concerned. What I want the people to hear from me is that those promises were made by our executive branch, and those are promises that we need to uphold. These are challenging times for everyone. I'm also frustrated, Greg, that we are not moving at a faster pace. My office still receives daily phone calls, emails. I get Facebook messages, and I just refer them over to my state email account. If you're still struggling with an unemployment benefit, julialexander@house.mi.gov. That is the best way to have that correspondence with me so my staff can help us navigate it. But people are very frustrated. I'm still talking to people that have not received something since the beginning.
Is there a single issue, Julie, that is
quite
often, problem?
Greg, it's simple. There's simple things, and that doesn't take a lot to solve. I would say about 50% are simple, where they were asked a question, and they answered in a manner that's holding up their claim. And you can't go back if they realize they answered it incorrectly. Have you ever filed for unemployment. Well, they may say no, but then there really was a case, but it wasn't. It didn't go through. Whatever the situation might be, there's no way when you're going through the process online that you can go backwards. There's nobody to ask. You're on your own. And it reminds me of taking one of the tests in high school or in college where it asks you the question. You're thinking, well, this is a trick question. I could answer it either way because either one you can justify. So people are confused and then they're stuck and there's no one to help them. Some of the cases are a little bit more complicated and we put together an emergency list on a weekly basis of those from those that we hear in our community that need help. They're not resolved anywhere near as quickly as I wish they were, but this is important to the people back home. I'm also hearing from our Jackson residents that they really would like to see the Secretary of State and the unemployment offices open so there's somebody they can go and see. So not everyone's on the computer, right? So find a way to safely open these offices to provide the services that they need. That's something else I'm hearing quite frequently.
Yeah, that's an issue because you've grown accustomed to being able to see somebody over the years.
Exactly.
And now it's just shut off.
It is, and it's frustrating. So what I want the listeners to know is I hear you. I hear your concerns and frustrations. And in doing so, about 6 weeks ago, I had a constituent make the statement to me, maybe 6-8 weeks ago. And it's taken a while to get this far, but I have introduced legislation. It has been assigned to a House committee, and I'm looking forward to having a hearing. The legislation that I am introduced comes from the constituent that offered this story. I'm so angry. I've been waiting so long for the money the state owes me. They tell me they owe me money. I know they owe me money. They promised me this money, but I'm not getting it. You know, if I owed the state money, they'd be charging me interest. Why can't I get interest on the money that's owed to me by the state? And I thought, you're right. That only seems fair to me. So we have introduced legislation that simply states once your case is approved, from the time that approval takes place to the time you actually receive those dollars, because of the delays that are taking place right now, that you should get that interest. Again, it seems to me it's a fair thing to do. So we introduced the legislation.
That'll be interesting.
It will be interesting. You know, with all legislation, there's 110 representatives, there's 38 senators, and there's one governor. I've got to be able to put all those pieces together. But again, to me, it's worth the conversation to move this issue forward and just bring light to the frustrations people are having.
Well, what about the remote meetings?
Yeah, in that regard, so when we look at the Open Meeting Act statutes, Michigan statutes are very specific on what we can and can't do. The legislation that's been introduced in the Senate and will continue to have conversations in the House would allow the public bodies to meet safely while still providing public input during these times of these times that we're going through right now. So we want to make sure everything can still be done safely. And again, look at our state. You have different communities that are struggling more with COVID cases and increased COVID cases, and you have some communities that are staying flat or going down. So I don't believe that it should be a one-size-fit-all. I think we need to give the communities the ability to make those decisions at what their public meeting looks like. But we know we must be, the transparency must be there for all elected officials and county, township, village, city agencies, and school boards, too.
So what was the other issue?
Nursing homes.
Nursing homes.
Unemployment.
That's a
Open
big
Meeting
one.
Acts and nursing homes. So the legislation is exactly what we passed before, bipartisan in the House and the Senate, and we gave it to the governor, and she chose not to sign it. So we are trying it again. Again, when you look at those individuals that reside in a nursing home, they should not have to be concerned with contracting COVID-19 from another individual who was placed in that facility because of those executive orders. So we have many certified long-term care facilities in our state. I believe there's like over more than 400 of them. So if someone is testing positive, finding another place for them to go rather than to a facility, especially if that wasn't their home from before. Again, I'm not hearing that that's an issue here in Jackson, but it really is in southeastern Michigan.
Yeah, that's been the big issue. Why wouldn't she sign that?
I would have to go back and read that letter. I'm not 100% sure.
But so that will just come back and...
try it again. You know, we're now at a different place.
Initial form.
And we're asking for her to look at the task force that she created. She created the task force to take care of our seniors in these homes, in these long-term care homes. She created a task force, allow us to use those ideas that were created from this task force and let us move forward. So we will see. Again, those are just a few of the issues in front of us. We'll continue to...
Well, one of the big ones now is going to be guns at the Capitol.
That will surely come up again. You know, you see and you hear it. And, Greg, I think when it comes to that issue, there's one thing we can both agree on. We want our Capitol to be safe. We want the people in our Capitol to be safe.
It has to be. I mean, it's, it's just common sense.
Yeah.
And two of the guys arrested were, they were photographed in the Capitol building with, you know, their whatever they had.
Well, it is the people's house. The Capitol is the people's house.
Right.
That's the building that I happen to work in. It's the house of the people. And that's what I love telling people when they come to visit me in Lansing from Jackson. This
but
is
I,
your
I
house.
Would say even gun rights strong advocates like Senator Shirky would admit that that was an intimidating scenario when they stepped into the hallways with those automatic weapons.
Yeah, it's definitely not something you see every day.
No.
it definitely catches your eyes.
Would that bother you?
Well, some people are exposed to firearms more than others. So just being exposed to a firearm, no. Did it startle me, or did I, you know, stop and look? Did I reflect on where I'm at? Of course I did. The safety, health, and well-being of everyone is important. Then the question becomes, shouldn't every individual be allowed to protect themselves as well? So we're going to continue having the conversation. As I said earlier, Greg, there are 110 representatives. There are 38 senators. There's a governor. Those are all the pieces that we have to put together at the table. And I'm just excited that we are working together now, that we now not only when we're talking about the firearm issues, but the COVID-19 pandemic is not over, and the House will continue to work with the Senate and the governor's office to take strong actions to keep people safe. And that's safe in regard to the pandemic, that's safe in regard to, if we want to talk about firearms.
So yeah.
It doesn't matter what the issue is, but it's after the Michigan Supreme Court ruling, it feels good to have a seat at the table again as we navigate these challenging times.
Well, you're going to be off for a couple weeks, but we have your cell number.
You have my cell number. Call at any time as things break. So I've always appreciated these Friday mornings being able to give a legislative update. It's important that people know what's happening. Things move so quickly that, you know, I make sure Thursday night I always spend prepping, making sure I'm reading all the current news. Friday mornings I like to wake up and see what news has hit since, because people
sometimes
need to know what's
changes.
Going on. It changes so quickly, and I never know what you're going to ask me or what you're going to bring up, and so I want to be prepared for that. But yeah, the next few weeks we'll switch to some other focuses, and if something breaks here at a state level, feel free to give me a call, and I'm happy to offer that update.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, Greg. Have
state
a great
rep,
day.
Julie Alexander.